Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spill Zone, a brand new puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. A unique, challenging, and utterly addictive game. Like all great puzzle games, the concept is simple, but it requires strategy to complete the puzzle in the fewest moves possible. So get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat. Spill Zone. Download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device, and best of all, it's free. That's spill.zone. Spill Zone. One small pour for man, one giant spill for mankind. Download it today.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My name is Mike O'Mara, and I'm a giant wussy.
Why?
What happened?
Because I'm getting nervous about tomorrow when I'm going to go out on the boat. And supposed to be a working fisherman, and that I'm turning it into a deadliest
catch. Mike Lobsterman
yeah.
is your. It sounds like a guy who owns a jewelry store.
Isn't the water traditionally like glass up there in the morning?
In the morning, it is. Yes, in the morning it can be traditionally quite calm.
Yes,
quite pond-like. I'm hoping that that's the case tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you don't.
But
have
I'm also.
Swells.
I don't want to be, this guy is nice enough to bring me along, and I don't want to, be difficult, but at the same time, I'm hoping for a half day.
Is he
Well, I am. I don't want to be out there all day long. I want to be like a fishing
You want him
group.
To cut down his work day because he has you on
no,
the program?
No, I want him to drop me off and continue on his
and
work
that's,
day.
And that's
maybe.
The way lobstermen are. They
that
say,
is
you
crazy.
Know, it's been about, a few hours.
I'll
We're going to swing by the dock. And if
I'm
you want to hop
a,
up. How do you
I'm
know this guy? Nervous. Is he a childhood friend?
No, he's a guy that plows up here and plows our driveway, and we got to talking. I didn't know he lobster fished, and so he's a very, very nice gentleman, and I get along very well with him, and he was intrigued with what I did, and I said I'd love to get out there and tell the story on my podcast of the fisherman, and I'll have more information when I talk to him, because I haven't had the courage to pick up the phone or stop by his place and, say, hey, hi, looking forward to it. Hi, Mr. Wimp.
Can you give us a thumbnail of his age? What's he like? What's his
he's
deal?
In his probably in his 20s, probably in his late 20s.
Oh, you know what, you're like, always getting on boats with younger men.
Yeah, like that young good-looking
that's
fellow.
What I love that's what I love yeah. more than anything else in the whole wide world.
When you went, yeah, we went sailing with that young fellow in the drainage yeah. ditch down there.
Yes, I did that. Yes, I enjoyed that.
You it was and a, young men.
And then also, didn't a young man rescue him with a jet ski?
Oh, yeah. Remember that guy?
Well, can I tell you why I'm always involving myself with younger people? Because,
sure.
See, I may have an old body, but up here, this is young. This is the mind of a 20-something, okay? That's the way that's the way the inner government is working. You know what and I have to tell the truth. I always tell the truth about my fears on this show because this is my psychotherapy.
Please.
I will tell you that what I'm afraid of is seasick. That is it. That is it. The constant roll all day long.
Will you
is,
be in the ocean or are you staying in the bay?
We're in the bay. It'll be, but it can roll in the bay. I was out one time on my boat this year where I had a little, we had some rollers, and by the time we came in, you had that. Have you ever been seasick, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had
oh, yeah.
that?
That's it's the worst.
A, it's
is.
Just
you
not
have to
cool.
look to the horizon.
You're in the
yeah.
bay.
I know, but I'm in the bay, but it still gets some rollers sometimes.
Stop
I don't know. It's going to be
ass.
Fun. Let me see what the forecast is.
Do you mention these to your wife? Do you say, oh, it's
yeah.
going to be rough tomorrow,
Yeah, she
Carla.
Knows. She knows
How about
what,
you
what
man
a candy
up,
ass I am.
Throw on your gear and say, I'll be back after
That's
a long
another thing,
day's
okay?
work.
The other concern is the gear. I don't want to look like the kid that has all the shiny, new, stupid things without any dirt on them. You know what I mean?
Well,
I
roll around outside
yeah.
before you get in the car.
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not getting gear. I'm going to put jeans and a T-shirt on, and I got
oh,
my little
nothing
rain.
Better than jeans on the ocean, Mike.
Yeah. And I have,
they
I'm going to
really
have jeans. Well, you know what? Or maybe shorts. I
do
don't know.
Not do that. The no. traps will cut up your shins.
Oh, that's
right.
true. So I'm gonna wear denim.
Shorts.
I'm gonna have a T-shirt. I'm gonna have a.
What do you
I'm
suppose gonna... he wears? Because I think denim would be too absorbent. You're gonna hold a lot of
See,
water.
See, that's the kind of crap I don't need because yeah. I'm worried about absorbance. I'm not gonna think. What are you gonna wear? You're gonna wear jeans. That's what you wear. It's work
yeah.
pants.
How about
you know?
Tight rubber pants?
Tight rubber pants with crotchless. with my bag
you're
hanging out.
You're also gonna need boots and make sure you take an extra pair of socks just in case you actually
Let
get
me show
in the
you.
Water.
Hey, Oscar, do you know why?
I'm going to show you the boots.
Do you yeah. know why the golfer always brought an extra pair of socks?
Why is that, Rob?
In case he got a hole in one. Thank you.
That's all I had.
You know what? He's going to be miserable tomorrow.
Well, why the hell would he want to do that?
What, to go out on a lobster boat?
He's barely from New England, right?
Well, oh, that...
barely.
No, he is. He's from there. He's not there now.
Look, I had a cup of coffee sometime in Massachusetts. I'm not from there.
Don't laugh. I purchased these up here.
Yes.
For rain.
For rain. For the torrential downpours?
Sure.
These are called muck boots.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, they're not high boots, okay, but this is what they're...
What kind of heel are on them?
Oh, no. Those are very fashion forward, and they're not for you.
No. Muck boots. Hey, where you bought those? Do they sell men's shoes?
You're not going to wear those. Those are what little kids wear when they get on a rocky beach.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. Remember when I went on the ride along? Do you remember when I went on the ride along with Officer Meg and I went out and I bought the Skechers, the black Skechers that I never wear now? Yeah. I wear these and I don't want to go out and buy a boot that I'm not going to use.
Wear your motorcycle boots. Those boots are not meant for what you want to do.
Yeah, look at them. They've got a rubber sole.
That's for walking on the beach.
Yeah.
It's for doing work in the muck.
I think
that's why they're called muck boots.
Oh, the sides look a little flimsy. If a trap hits your ankle, it's going to go right through that mesh.
Or a lobster attacks.
What am I going to wear? Like motorcycle boots?
That's what I would do, like the motor squad wears. Yeah.
What you need are like those, what do they call them? Wellies? Those just standard rubber boots?
Mike's boots, just
this
for
is the whole reason. For reference. This is the whole reason. For reference. I'm going to put these on, put jeans on, I'm going to put a t-shirt on, I'm going to get on the boat.
Mike's
boots. What kind of t-shirt?
Look like they're out of iRobot, and Mike is wearing them. Yeah, and Will Smith would be wearing them, and that'd be almost okay.
I'm going to... I hate that Jaden Smith. I hate that kid. That little brat. Will Smith, spoiled brat.
That's bad
I don't
news.
Like his kid. I don't like Jaden.
Jaden's going to be on the lobster boat tomorrow. Yeah.
Did you see the pictures from Fashion Week where little 17-year-old Jaden had the little teenage girlfriend, and they're making fashion week? I can't stand that kid.
The worst.
What a creep.
He wouldn't last long on a lobster boat, that's for sure.
He also probably wouldn't ask to be, hey, man, I know you make your living this way. Why don't you swing by the dock again at lunchtime and drop me off?
I just don't know.
Do you have a t-shirt that has a picture of a lobster on it? That would be fun.
Now you're being an a-hole.
You swing into the dock, and windows are down. You're blasting Rock Lobster.
Oh, that would be good.
Yes.
You know what? I've got a special shirt that I'm wearing for the... I'm going to put it on.
Okay. Really?
Do we get to see you change?
Now shut up, Rob.
That's usually a treat.
Yeah, it is. You know, he could have a t-shirt that said, like, world's greatest lobster guy.
That would be great. Or
it's not too late to have one made with iron-on letters.
He could actually have the actual t-shirts that have the googly eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
The lobster eyes are perfect for that.
Yeah,
the ones that, like, spin around that usually kids have.
How about another iron-on letter t-shirt that says Santa CLAWS? Claws.
Here's the outfit I'm wearing.
You're wearing a collared shirt.
I'm going to be Bob Craft, lobsterman.
Throw on an ascot while you're at it.
Exactly. Yeah, and a top hat.
How are you? It's very good.
Have you lost weight? Because that shirt does not fit you anymore.
Yeah, you're swimming in that shirt.
Yeah, wow, Chris Christie. What's going on?
This is huge.
It's like you were wearing Chris Christie's shirt.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mike, you lost so much weight.
Not so much weight, but I've lost a ton.
Shirt at one time fit you? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
That's
probably still tight around my neck. You know,
that's huge.
How is it around the neck?
I don't know. I'm not going to show you. So there, fat ass.
Hey,
thank you.
Have you ever put little Michael in that shirt? Because it would be great, as also it could swaddle him and it could keep him cozy.
Yeah, but he put him in the shirt.
Guess
once
what? I've got the shoes.
You have the shoes. He found the shoes. Good.
He put little Michael in the shirt once. He was lost for 6 hours. Could not find him. Turned out he clawed up the sleeve.
That shirt really shows how much weight he's lost.
He really has.
Pretty
cool.
Good for him.
That is good.
Good for him. We got another 5 years of the program. Hopefully.
Bye. God bless.
They're non-slip.
Yes.
And they're actually. They'll give me a little height advantage, too.
Good.
So I think these
no,
are
going to
work.
No,
you can't wear wedges. Those aren't sensible wedges, Mike.
These are going to work beautifully right there when I'm on the boat.
Do you think Carla,
four-inch heel,
tonight before she goes to bed, will say a prayer to say if hopefully nothing will happen to you because you are accident prone. But if something does happen that you have executed your insurance policy, everything's in place.
Never hurts to run a check.
That's true.
This is typical ABCs of me where I say, yeah, that'd be great. Let's do this. And then it gets closer and closer and closer. And I kind of don't, I'm not into it as much as I would. But I know it's going to be great for the show.
That's for the program, Mike.
I'm going to get the recording thing, Rob, and I'm going to try to get that to work.
Cool.
And
are you going to play Rudy on the way up? Like when you're in the water? That would be great.
I think you're going to do great because one thing that I know that all fishing, and lobstering is essentially a form of fishing, the one thing it requires is patience. And you're going to be all set.
Mike, will you please get on the, is it the bow? Is it the front of the boat?
That's the bow.
Bow is the front, stern's the back. Okay, I'm going to be the stern man.
Yeah, but
that's my job.
I'll tell you about Snapple.
Stern man.
Just as a bit, when you get on the boat, go to the bow and do your best impression of the Titanic.
Oh, King of the World.
I'm the king of the world.
Do that hack bit, and he'll know exactly what he's getting.
And you know what happens? He throws the boat into reverse, and Mike kisses the bay.
All right. Well, we'll work for food, though. I'm going to see what happens.
How many lobsters do you think is the very least that you should walk away with for a half day's work?
I think five
for the boat
would be...
or for him.
For him, because he's going to get lobster. I imagine.
I'll take five lobsters. Yeah, I'd take five lobsters. Six. Rob says it. Okay, let me negotiate with the guy that I'm going on his boat when he's trying to make his living. Thank you very much.
Prepared? Is your vehicle prepared for the lobsters when you walk out? You don't want to put them in the passenger seat.
No, not going to put them in the passenger seat. Not going to even put them in the way back. Going to keep them like I always do when I get lobster.
Where do you keep them?
I'm going to put them in my pocket.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Old woman.
Man.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony. Be quiet!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too, people. Quit waiting to jump on the next big thing bandwagon. You can be the trendsetter in your group with the latest clothing, trends, and newest products from touchofmodern.com. I finally found that thing I wanted to tell you about. On Touch of Modern. You got to scroll down when you go to Touch of Modern. You'll see it. It's a little ways down there. The sale's been going on for a while. It ends September 18th at 12 p.m.
Get on it.
So you got to get on it right now. You might have missed it, but it was such a cool thing. I think you did miss it.
No.
If they're listening live, they can go right now and do it.
If you're listening live, it's the IC100T. You can project movies, games, anything else on your screen from anywhere in the world. This lightweight, compact, and extremely mobile projector won IF's Product of the Year Award for its 35 ANSI Lumen High Def DLP projection. It's a tiny little cube, and it projects a 55-inch picture. What would you pay for a a 55-inch High Def TV?
Thousands of dollars.
$2,000 at the cheapest.
$239.99 for this thing.
What?
This truly, that's what intrigued me about this. And you can plug it right into your phone and project right on the screen. It's fantastic. It's touch of modern. They connect directly with top designers for timeless and unique products at the best prices anywhere. We all love the site. Touch of Modern has new sales literally every day. It's the one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. touchofmodern.com. Check them out, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Was that okay that I mentioned that thing that's probably going to...
Mike,
I'm sorry. Yes.
No, that's the beauty about Touch of Modern. If you don't get on it, you could miss it.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Go back every day.
Yeah. What they do is they do different stuff all the time, and it's a rolling bunch of products, and they're always bringing on new stuff, and it's, they don't have it there permanently, so you got to take advantage while it's
just the other day
hot,
I went on there. There was a backpack that was a cooler as well.
Yes.
I said, you know what? This would be great when I play soccer on Sundays in the summers. It was on sale. I had to take advantage right away.
Mike, carpe diem. That's what they say. Seize the day. Right.
Seize the day. Okay, lots to talk about on our Friday show. I will tell you there is nothing like an elderly barber. I am freshly shorn and loved it yesterday.
Man or woman?
It was a man.
Man!
Did you go back to your
barber? Yeah, it was an elderly woman, Rob, at a barber shop.
Did you go
it
back?
Sometimes you run into old... There was an old woman at 599 Barber in Manassas at the Zit. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So,
did you go back to the Bar Harbor barber?
I went
Bar
to the
Harbor
Bar Harbor barber.
And we've named our show.
His name is William, my son's middle name, so I remember him. So
William.
I went there and went up the hill, schwitzing when I walked in because it was a hot day. And
hill.
I feel like this will be the last haircut I get here, and I was schwitzing, but I felt like I was kind of more welcomed into the... a little bit. Didn't feel like away. Believe me, you always feel like you're from away when you're from away up here.
You need to be clear, because if people took it out of context, it would sound very depressing. When you say, I think this is going to be my last haircut up here, you don't think you're dying. It's just the last one before you come back down south.
That's right. That's the last one down south.
It sounded awfully final, the way you said
it. I will have three barbers. I will have a barber, my barber in D.C., Judy, who works in Manassas. And Judy has always been curious about my family. And I believe we have agreed that on October 10th, Judy is going to be the first barber who will cut my son's hair.
Have you been in touch with her about that?
No. You just walk in and plan out done that like much. That.
Yeah, let me ask you, did your barber do your goatee as well? Because it looks like you have a bald spot. Oh, maybe it was just the light.
I got to tend to this myself. No,
you do it on your own? Oh,
yeah,
I do it on my own.
But I didn't mess it up.
It's
no,
ballsy.
I haven't.
Are you sure you haven't messed it up?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Are you concerned?
I'm stressed out about the lobster thing. Why are you bringing this crap up?
Are you concerned that his soul patch is not touching?
No, no. To the left of his mustache. Mike, if you don't mind looking at us like you were before, there's no symmetry on the left
no,
side.
No, that's not the way you were looking. Yeah, there might have been a little, but he's a hairy fella. That'll be done in 18 hours.
My beard hasn't changed. I haven't touched it all week, guys. I haven't touched it.
Can you comb down the left side of your beard to see if it actually gets covered up?
You are giving me a complex. First of all, nobody can relate to this who's not watching this on
I'm trying
TV
to help you,
right
a friend, hello.
And you know what? I think Oscar's sensitive because he gave up on his beard.
No, I'm sensitive because
it's gone.
Because Roosters down the street closed, they shuttered their doors, and I couldn't make it to the Black Barber Shop again, so I tried to do it on my own.
You should go to the Bar Harbor Barber.
And I jacked up my stash when I was trying to trim it down, so I had to shave everything off.
Oh man.
I look like a Latin Adolf Hitler.
Jacking up your stash sounds like it might be a little painful. I don't know. It's everything. You know what? Everything is going to be fine.
Yes.
My lobster trip is going to be fine. My beard is going to be fine.
Would it break your heart if when you came aboard the lobster boat, the first thing the guy said is, what happened to your mustache?
Can I get something? Do you know I have a story behind that? There was a guy, Harold Dow. Harold Dow was the harbor master up here, and for years and years, he was this old guy that would chain smoke and sit in his pickup truck and watch the harbor. And he was this vintage, old-style lobsterman, and
great
he was
job.
Big, he was fat, he was giant, and he sat in his truck, and one day, and when he'd walk, it would be only to go to his boat, take his boat out, come back to his truck.
He found
and
the Kittner
dad,
boy.
One year, my dad decided he was going to grow a beard, and he did not have any ability to grow a beard whatsoever, and he walked by Harold Dow. I've told this story a million times. Harold Dow said, he said, well, Harold, I'm growing a beard this year, and Harold Dow did not miss a beat, looked right at my dad and says, why don't you put some cream on it and have the cat lick it off?
Wow.
So that was it. That was his way of saying he also that's what he said.
What the
and
hell?
He
Are
also
you sure
said,
he wasn't hitting on your dad?
Oh, will you stop that? It's not hitting, for Christ's
Little
sake.
Michael
that's
looked
not
up,
what it
looked
is.
Looked up at his father and said, Dad, we don't have a cat.
You know, it meant that the beard was just so You're such sick bastards, Bobo, I swear to God. You know, he's the same one that my sister had a boyfriend back way, way back in the day when everybody had long hair.
Before
and
Paul?
This, and this guy, way before Paul. Oh. And this guy had long hair, and Harold said to him, do you sit down and stand up when you pee?
Oh, wow.
That is creepy.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fun up
That's
here.
That's so what I'm he said. And can I watch?
Yeah.
No, he didn't
what?
Say that.
You have to make it. What is it's Friday,
what,
Rob?
What
is wrong with you?
Man asks another man if they sit down or stand
well, he's,
up.
What he's implying
was,
is
what
that
he was saying is that he looks like a girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He
yeah,
looks
I'm with
like
you.
A girl.
I'm with you.
Jesus
you see, Oscar too. Doesn't get the Downey sense of humor, Mike. It's very dry. Right. Very
yeah.
dry.
Yeah, that's right. Well, like there's the old story where the car pulls up and it's a speed car coming down from the Boston area, and he's trying to get to friends in East Vassalboro, and he pulls up with his super sports car, and this old man sits on the porch, and he says, excuse me, can you tell me which road I take to East Vassalboro? Does it matter which road I take to East Vassalboro? And the person on the porch says, not to me, it don't. There you go. Thank you. Thank
nice.
You very, yes, I appreciate it. Polite, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah,
I like that. That's good.
All right, I have a little business to take care of.
Okay, talk to us.
First of all, I did not mention it on the show yesterday with Rob and Joe. Did not even mention it once. I'll mention it belated, although I told her personally, happy birthday to my bride.
Oh,
happy birthday
I'm so sorry. Happy
bride,
birthday,
Carla.
Yes. Did yes. she yes. have it on Facebook? I've been so busy with school. I didn't even
I said
that.
It on Facebook. I put a nice little post up on Facebook. I woke up yesterday morning. We had Rob and Joe in yesterday. It was so busy. I wasn't even able to tell you what I did. I did everything in the morning. I got up. I had gone to the celebration section of the Walmart, and
it's your
I
favorite
got the,
section, isn't it?
I got the little balloon.
Spared
I got the little
no
balloon.
Expense.
Spared no expense. I probably popped $20 tops on this, and got the card, a very cute little card. I got the tiny little balloon that said "Birthday, Happy Birthday," and then I got the birthday glasses, "Happy Birthday,"
aww.
And. I also got a happy birthday little tiara, you know, the little thing where you put the thing
right.
on your head.
Sure.
And I wore it. And I went to
That's
walk the dogs.
Sweet.
I came back up on the deck, and I put the tiara on with the glasses and the balloon and greeted her and handed her her card with that. And I thought that
Did
was
Did you say, hey?
Hey!
How are you?
Hey! The birthday gifts, we don't buy each other extravagant gifts anymore because we just don't do that much. She got tea. She got a bunch of Bar
tea
Harbor
in China.
Tea. Bar Harbor tea next to the Bar Harbor barber.
Could I play a That's slight song got. For her? I know she thinks I'm a dork, but you know I'm very fond of your wife. I'd
yes,
like to play a
are.
Song for her on her special day, Mike, if that's okay.
Very good, please.
Happy birthday to you.
That's for me.
Happy birthday to you.
Very nice.
Happy birthday, dear.
Carla.
No, man.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay, Carla.
Yeah, man, it's amazing. Katharine Hepburn really did have the...
I'm surprised she made it through the movie.
Well, he barely did. So,
that's right,
and
I didn't
good.
Make it to the ceremony.
You
yeah.
know, it's lovely, and she my wife requires very little, and I'm grateful for that. She is not a very materialistic person,
that's
which
right.
is delightful for me. We are actually using, we used last night for her birthday cake, the top of the wedding cake that I bought for our anniversary this past
oh, okay.
weekend.
Okay.
Because the anniversary and the birthday back to back. It's like a 1-2 whammy
boned.
For me.
You
know?
Get boned.
Yeah.
Because you have to get like a real, if you're really looking. That's why I always try to figure out, like, if somebody's going to get engaged or they're going to get married, they have to really stagger that out, because you never, if you have two presents that you have to give within a 2 week or maybe a month period.
Yeah.
Like, you always get boned one way
what
or
if
the
you
other.
We're 3 weeks apart from Carrie's birthday and our anniversary.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
What if you had someone who had a birthday in December and you also got married then? Then you got a problem.
Whoa.
Then you got birthday, anniversary, Christmas all together. So
Julia gets that shaft because, you know, her birthday is December 18th. And she gets the, this is going to be your birthday and your Christmas present. And it's, you know, it's tough.
That's got to be tough.
It is tough. It sucks.
Well, I'm really happy that, you know, that I have this age difference. And I also want to say happy birthday to my nephew who's turning 30 this weekend. So, yes,
wow.
My wife is 5 years, 5 years closer to his age and, you know, 150 years away.
You guys
from my
are out
age,
and about. We're like, oh, how long have you been dating? And they say, your nephew,
he's going to be up here this weekend. They're bringing all their young friends in for their birthday festivities.
Oh,
I'm not part of that.
Lady,
but
any lady friends?
Is this Ben?
No, this is Michael. This is my nephew, Michael. This is Paul and Kathy's son, Michael. So
yeah,
happy birthday, Michael.
Yeah.
Happy 30th.
Would
happy
it be out of place for you to show up at the party wearing the tiara?
Yeah, that'd be sweet, Mike.
I think it'd be nice.
Uncle yeah, you know, Mike. Let me see if I've got one here, Rob. I've
oh,
got
no.
It right down here. Would you like to see my tiara?
No,
I'll show
I think,
it to you. That'll
I'll
be it.
Respectfully change the topic. Yeah.
No, I'm, you know, between Carla being 35 and my nephew being 30, I'm just going to probably take the boat across to Bar Harbor and hang out with the Bar Harbor barber.
Bill Harbor?
He was 115.
Bill Harper.
Yeah. Bill Harper, the Bar Harbor barber. That's fantastic. There are two words that I never like to say in the radio business, focus group.
Boo.
And for some MBA reason, Oscar Santana is participating in one or holding one.
Yeah, I'm holding
about
holding.
About our show?
About our business.
Oh dear! All right,
wow,
okay. We'll find out. It's NBA talk. So get out your pencils, everybody. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Kisses, girl. It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Robert Cummings.
On next week's episode of the show, Robert Cummings is heavily involved in this next show.
I don't know why.
Also, Mike O'Mara throws down the gauntlet and we pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll show him.
Yeah, we sure do. Listen at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
All right, we'll get to that in just a second here. I want to tell you about FanDuel.com. Now, our Mike O'Mara Show League, this Sunday, it's FanDuel.com. We got some more slots open, so get in to get in the money. And you can play against Rob and Oscar and Mike. It's a lot of fun. And you go to FanDuel.com/TMOS. $5 buys a ton of FUD.
It really does. It really is so much fun to follow how I fall down the standings as the day goes on.
Now, let me go to my general manager who is here, who is in studio right
yes.
now. Rofo, have you made any selection yet for FanDuel? And are you going to participate individually
yeah.
as well as
you
with our team?
In good taste, I'm not going to be in on this week.
That's wonderful. I approve of that decision. I think that's a very
under
good idea.
Under his normal name.
Under his room.
Oh my God, I never thought of it.
Yeah.
Are you going to go in as your mom?
No.
Can you tell me anything about our team? What are we looking at?
My mofo this week is Andre Johnson, wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. The other Colts receiver was injured last week. He's a clear number one, and he's a bargain at $6,800. Get him while he's hot.
Wow.
$6,800.
Nice.
I am a little worried about the Colts because, you know, the Colts sucked it against the Bills. And by the way, I know it's a FanDuel commercial, but I have to say the Buffalo Bills are taking on the New England Patriots. And as much as I am a New Englander, I must say that I believe the New England Patriots have replaced the Yankees as the evil empire.
Okay.
I truly believe that. So go Bills. I wanted to say that. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code TMOS and sign up now. Here's a special offer for new users. Every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That is a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com. FanDuel, where every day is a new season. Sign up today. I wish when I was born in Connecticut, it was pre Patriot fandom, and I was raised a New York Giants fan, and so I didn't get on the Patriots bandwagon, and there are a lot of people now, because they've won so much, that up here in New England, everybody's gone Patriots crazy, but I think that they're kind of an evil empire with the whole cheating scandals and all that
crap. The cheating has been all but confirmed, and also it's just not fun when they always win. You know, you get bored.
And you know, it's just something where between Bill Belichick on the sidelines, you know, skulking around with his little hoodie, and then Tom Brady, pretty boy with the supermodel wife. I just want to say, that'll be the game that I will be watching this weekend. Will be the Bills against the Patriots,
Rudy.
And for my buddy, my best pal Jimmy Cerrito, I am pulling for it.
Yeah.
Long odds to win this game, well, but if the Buffalo Bills could pull this off, it would be great.
It'll be okay. You know, even if they score and hold them back to a few points, they might win. You never know.
Okay, well, that's got to be the attitude that he's got there.
And also, how about Tom Brady all but endorsing Donald Trump?
Yeah. Oh, he had the Make America Great Again cap in his locker.
Right.
And then he said, I don't think it would be such a bad thing. He put a putting green on the White House. Yeah, anyway, so that's it. So go Bills. That's all I wanted to say. Moving right along, let's talk about focus groups. Where are you, Oscar, in this whole NBA, how far would it be? Halfway? Are you three quarters of the way?
I would say just under three quarters of the way. I'm done next July.
You are really busting your ass. Wow.
Grinding along, Mike.
That's incredible. So you were, you know, I know you don't, that doesn't mean you have any light at the end of the tunnel yet, but it's got to feel like you're in it now and you know how to get
through it. This fall we're at 27 credits, so it's deep. We're deep into it.
And, I mean, this has been go, go, go. And, you know, you've been weekends, vacations, every waking hour when you're not doing this.
Daytime,
you are doing that.
Saturdays, too.
Just...
This guy. I'm spending $120,000 to make this America great right here.
Right? What am I doing but trying to sing a song and bring a smile to their face?
Yeah, but he gets those birthdays in on Facebook. But anyway,
still no tiara.
No tiara. This is true. No, I mean, Rob's good at some things. So anyway,
I'm just a little crispy today. It's about
the whole idea of Oscar getting this MBA, he is weaving our business into his master's program by doing analytics on our business.
Yeah, we have good projects. I get to pitch projects that I think would be great for this business, and people will vote on it. And when the last one we voted on, two of the projects that I've pitched have been voted on from my cohort, and we're actually working on them.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
So when you say voted on, what, you bring an idea about something
you
want to do?
So
you
bring an idea, and then if the group that you're working with decides, okay, this is something we want to pursue, we have such a unique type of business that people are interested in learning about it and helping each other learn more about how they can actually maximize and create efficiencies within their business, that the two projects I've pitched, people are currently – we have at this point another – I would say 8 MBAs working on projects for TMOS.
So people in your class, if they were to attack another case study, say let's say they wanted to study the way IBM does something, which would be valid.
Uh-huh.
But if you pitch our case study, it's not only real life and hands-on, the analytics and the data that you generate.
It's there. We have 5 years
it helps us out.
Worth of data, right?
Right.
So that's priceless, and we have full access to it. I had a really... you know, pull the curtain back a little bit. Really good conversation with Mike at the beginning of the program when I heard you could do this.
Right.
And I said, Mike, do you feel comfortable sharing some of the sensitive information? He said, if we can, if this is for the greater good, absolutely. And you gave me that pass, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, and part of that sensitive information was that I had pursued some transgender surgery early. In the,
everybody's
the
doing it, Mike.
Everybody's doing it. I thought it was something that might help the show.
Pursued or explored? I mean, really, I think
explored, Rob. Yeah. Explored. So, I didn't go for it. You know, at that
learning
time,
new methodologies. One of the projects I'm working on is learning how podcasters, content creators, are currently hosting and actually distributing their content both on desktops and mobile devices. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're learning about that. That project really, or any type of project like this, you have to talk to your customers. I know the customers here. I know the customers of Big O and Dukes. I know the customers of Tech 411 or Tom Likas and the different shows we worked with in the past through Mangrate. But I don't know the customers in the D.C. area.
Okay.
So what you have to
do. So what is the difference?
The difference is that we are at a high level, I would say in my eyes, and this is just my perspective, we are at a high level of podcasting because we come from the broadcasting world, right? We come from terrestrial right. radio.
Yeah, this is a, anybody that tunes into this, you're not going to hear what the average podcast
is.
Right. I don't think I'm overstating it
when I say that.
You're going to hear a tight little, this is a mini concentrated radio show.
It's on the radio. It's a radio show.
It is a radio show.
Absolutely. Yes. It's a radio show. That's what we do.
So, and there are different types of podcasts. Some of them come from NPR. Some are homegrown.
It's a radio show that just people aren't interested in putting it on the radio.
That's not, that. I don't believe that'll be the case in the near future. So we're working
okay,
on that, right?
Okay. Hey, so, ooh, cat's out of the bag now.
Regardless.
Look out.
Regardless, I really believe that, and I've learned this in class, that you have to learn and who your constituents are, your base, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And without talking to these other content creators, there's so many of them in the D.C. area, you're really
when
not
going
to
When you
say
content creator, you talk so fast when you're doing this. It's like difficult to get my
head around.
Well,
it's because it's amazing.
Did you say content?
You can tell
content,
I'm content creators.
Yeah.
Content creators.
Yes. So okay. If you have a podcast or you create one, or even if you're thinking of putting one out there, we have a DC focus group that is going to be at the Ronald Reagan Building. We'll put the event up on the page where I'm going to have a few of my cohort members, and we have a presentation for you to learn more about how you actually produce and give you some tips of some best practices that we've learned on our end to actually produce these podcasts.
So the bottom line, the bottom line of your presentation is it taking the content you create and turning it into dollars?
No, it's not. There will be some revenue generation.
Okay,
but the real logic behind this focus group is to see what people prefer as far as platforms and how they're actually putting
it
out.
So how to distribute the content?
Because there's got to be an efficiency, right? So if you're spending, let's say, $300 total a month on a low, very low end, putting your podcast out, what if there's one platform that could actually perform this in for $50, right?
Okay, yeah.
Or B, if most people are just concentrating on mobile, you know, and this works for everybody here, maybe our mobile presence needs to be a little more a little more higher profile. We have a app. I think that's as high profile as you get, but maybe we're missing something.
Well, I mean,
we're
talking really nuts and bolts of a podcast right now, and I hope we're not boring. I know we're boring some of you, but I will tell you this, that there are one thing that I see, and I base it on messages that I receive from people, feedback that I get from people, that the app, while we put a lot of effort and time, it doesn't get the same kind of bang that we get from overall show content. You don't hear people say that. So how do we make it better? And people should know that one of the things that's exhilarating and exciting about Oscar doing this is all of this is directed in one way. It's us getting this product to you and doing so in the best way possible.
In the most efficient way.
Yeah, the best way.
Efficiently. Creatively, we want to keep up our standards creatively. We're always trying to do that. We're trying to raise the bar on that. But all this speaks to, you know, how we get the show also to the most possible people. That's always what we're trying to do.
The thought is, like on my end, and something I will bring up, and I have the analytics for our show. Since we've actually, really distributed our app, our mobile listening has gone up.
Okay.
Our purchases through our Amazon tab that no one else is offering through our app has gone up. So those numbers, while dorky and boring for some people, are important, right?
And can I just say something, since we are talking about the business side of things?
Yes.
I'm going to tell something. This is for you listening to this show right now. And I'm sorry we're going to get on with the funny and say, I don't want to hear about it. But, I think there are people that are curious about this.
Yeah.
I will say this. This show exists for one reason and one reason only. We have a fan base that understands the partnership that they have with
so
us.
True.
And
true.
When you do it, you might not even think twice about it, but when you go to an Amazon page, when you buy a product that we advertise on this show, when you give that code, when you put that code in, you have to know every single one. This is almost like saying, when you don't say every vote counts, every single
they
moment
count.
Like that counts more than you know. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't exist if you guys aren't doing that, and you've done it for us, and you continue to do it for us, and my gratitude knows no bounds. When the 207 came up here to Hancock and was interviewing me, I said, that's the number one. What keeps you going? What makes you want to do this? The relationship we have with the people that listen to this show is so much more of a business partnership now. And so by doing what Oscar's doing, getting the content to you more efficiently and making it easier, that's the way to simplify.
Yep. Yep.
Making it easier for you to download and listen to this show, that's job number one for us.
Sure.
Because you help us on the other end.
So that's our job. And with through this focus group, you're not just going to learn how to monetize certain aspects of your content, but you're also... We're going to learn from you, or the content creator, essentially what the best practices, what you would want out of your production, right?
Just like a store figuring out what sells.
Yes.
And I don't want to simplify it down that much,
super,
but it is.
Super
you got to have the right stuff
right.
on
you're
the shelf.
Right.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, tomorrow when I walk into class at 8 a.m., we have a presentation on what we've done for the past 5 years on Amazon. And this is just in class.
Right.
Because I've had 4 other cohort members. We've dissected the data. We've broken down a heat map of the holidays. And we don't have personal information. We just don't have that. That's not something that we get.
Right.
But we do have enough detailed information to say, this is when our holiday season starts. This is the best time that we can offer something for you, our audience, the best deals, of the best time of the year to offer you the best deals. Because this is when you like to shop. Those are important.
Well, that's fun, and I think it's fascinating, and I love hearing about it. And we're all behind you.
Thank you.
And next, those metrics are incredible to study what works and what gets things to people. And if we can get our GRTC to just to this level, if we can get our GRTC to to just a little bit better, I think we're going to be off and rolling.
GRTC.
Get Rob to care.
Because he
take a break.
Rob totally blacked out during that segment.
I absolutely wanted to be 2 states away. He was thinking about jukeboxes. We'll take a break and we'll come back.
It's so nice to be understood among my friends.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, she's kind of hot, though.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by DoorDash. Face it. Everyone has a horror story when it comes to food delivery. It's a very exciting new business that we're excited to partner with. If it's not late, it's cold or wrong, or not what you want in the first place. Now, restaurants you've always wished would bring food to your door are only a click away. If you crave it, you can have it delivered with DoorDash. You're going to be hearing a lot about this company, and we love being on the ground floor with them. DoorDash, high-quality food from your favorite spot on time and still hot. DoorDash is a game changer. Local favorites, national chains, anything from Vietnamese to fro-yo to barbecue. If you crave it, DoorDash will bring it to you. And best of all, they deliver from places that don't deliver. All kinds of restaurants from across the city and surrounding suburbs. Great places like Five Guys, Guapo's, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, Lebanese Taverna, the Cheesecake Factory. All these places that haven't delivered before. Ordering is quick and easy on your PC or your phone, and text updates to ensure reliable delivery and eliminate guessing the arrival time. Plus, no tipping means no hassle. No tipping!
This I love.
Just grab your food when it arrives, and that's it. Try it out today. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners. DoorDash is giving you $10 off your first order. That's like getting a free lunch. What do you have to lose? Just go to DoorDash.com and enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. DoorDash.com, enter TMOS at checkout, and you get $10 off your order. This is a no-brainer. Try DoorDash for lunch or dinner and do it today. Well, here we are, another Friday show at the Mike O'Mara Show studios. I had a question. When we're talking about food and we're talking about DoorDash, it made me think I was watching TV. I think the other night during the debate, and a Subway commercial came on. And my question to you guys, I know now every time I drive by a Subway, much less see a TV commercial, I still think about that Jared.
I do,
and
too.
Do you think that ultimately is – do you think there are people that – has this been significant brand damage, or use Subway?
Yeah, when you see the TV ads, and obviously they've totally spun away and there's no mention of Jared anywhere, but do you remember when there used to be some airline disaster, we'd get the word from on high – all airline commercials would be pulled from the radio right away.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I don't remember that, Rob.
Oh, I don't even remember.
We'd get really?
That. Traffic would come in and grab the log, and they'd cancel all airline commercials. And because our demos at WJFK were higher, so we had a lot of air travel ads, and so it would really screw up the log. It almost seems that I think, with that in mind, Subway should pull all advertising for a while.
Oh,
I don't know.
I think that's brilliant.
An idiot.
I agree with him. I think
because
he's absolutely
in a way,
right.
You're reinforcing
the fact that you don't run this business.
Well, Subway's top of mind.
Let's stop telling people about Subway.
Well, let's have a debate about it. Now, why do you think that's wrong, Oscar? I think he's absolutely right.
Because
I think you lay low for a while.
As broadcasters know every aspect of the story. The majority of Americans just want their $5 footlong.
But don't you think the people that want their $5 footlong are going to go get it, whether or not they're on TV seeing this, and there's going
to
be a segment of the population that when they see...
You have to remind them that they have to eat fresh.
But when they see the logo, they're going to think Subway, and I think it's going to somehow trigger the thought of Jared. I totally agree with Rob on this.
I'm driving in. This is 1 week ago. I'm driving into Bangor, Maine. I see a Subway on the side. I mentioned it to Carla. I said, you think we're ever going to go back in there? She says, I don't know, because it's so top of mind. I think you get to a point where you have to let the dust settle to a certain point.
I think you double down on the point. Like, you double down with your RG3s. And look, I look at RG3 on a Subway commercial. I said, that was a bad investment, but that's RG3, right?
Right, right.
You take out Jared, by the way, if you think about it, look, there was some damage done. I'm not going to say there wasn't, right? The reputation. There was some damage done.
Well, particularly the fact that they
But not the type of damage you and I see, because we're in this room and we know everything about that story.
I'm laughing now because as you're talking, I am thinking about the ad campaign. I'm like, do you go with the direct approach? And that's just impossible.
Oh, no.
It's like, hello. A lot of you have said you think perverts work here at Subway. You know, and it's just not going to work.
There's also a middle ground, Mike. Like, for example, no more kids' meals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched one where they're trying to go the route. You've seen these ads. Mm-hmm. They're going the route.
They're
where now
down,
there's,
I
a,
would imagine.
There's a friendly guy behind the counter who's going to really make the sandwich exactly
that,
like
so
you
sorry.
Want.
I'm so sorry that we ruined the lives of thousands of children, but now we have avocados.
That was fast tracked. That was fast tracked, and I bet you that those buys went double. They said, we're spending double because we're going to freak. And if there was a white guy in that commercial that kind of looked like Jared, they said, no, we got to get a guy that looks nothing like him, dreads, and we're going to put...
The non-threatening black guy.
How about this? How about they sit there and go, at Subway, we've gone from kiddie porn to food porn.
Yes, sir. The footlongs are no longer footlongs. They're 12 inches.
Right. They have a guy behind the counter now that's really emphasizing the friendliness. Yeah. It missed on so all it does is like you're ignoring the elephant in the room. And Oscar, I believe this. Rob's right. You don't. You just
you
have
lose,
to go
you know
into
what?
The bunker for a while.
If Oscar, what he's saying is it has some validity, and you may lose a little in your short game. You may actually see a small tick down in business if you don't roll out your radio and TV ads. But I do think that it's going to come back and bite them.
I think you have to blow it up.
Top of mind.
I think you have to not only lay low. I'm going to go a step further. I think you have to lay low, and then you have to come back brand new, not with a name change,
okay,
but with the color scheme.
You mean do away with the 1970s brown and yellows?
Yes, you come back. You got to do it. Yes, is it an investment? But what right now they try to quickly create a new campaign where, hey, yeah, I'm the non-threatening guy behind the counter. Hey, everybody, come on and get your and it's not working yet because they've come back too soon. And you have to, at some point, lay low a little. This is not like somebody, this is not like Jared himself that has to come out and do a mea culpa. That ship has sailed. That guy's going to jail. That's the way that's going to go down. But the fact is, you have to probably keep a low profile and then come back. What do we dig in America? We love new.
We do.
We love new and exciting. And you just can't put a different commercial on with the same logo that Kid Toucher stood in front of for 25 years and expect it to be successful. Don't you see that?
Ideally, I see where you guys are coming from. But as far as dollars are concerned, you have to double down and remind your base, your customers, that don't care about that. They don't even if they read it, they're still hungry to continue coming.
Are we too close to it as
because we have kids?
And well, that and also
because
we're
broadcasters.
When I drive by Subway and I'm talking to my wife, I'm talking like a father of a 2-year-old, and I'm just driving by. I'm not going in that place.
Exactly. You know all that. You still know all the information from your broadcasting life.
I know the. But you mean so you're saying that the John Q public out there that this story is not top of
mind.
They
might have read a headline, but they're not looking at five articles like we are to get every detail so we can talk about it.
Because it's a big deal, kid touching in broadcasting.
Well,
it's
no,
a
and
big
we like
deal.
To see
yes, right.
guys like Jared fall.
Yeah,
right. That's
and
what I'm for.
I don't like to see somebody fall as much as this guy. Was such a despicable human
he
being
was
for
a
doing
hack
this
to begin with.
And was, I say he was five, a hack to begin.
Five
a hack
years
to
into
begin
his
with.
Run, and look, I love celebrating people's good luck. Right,
right.
5 years into his run, he did it for 10, 15 years. I was like, enough with this guy. Okay,
yep,
he went there
that.
Every day. Find something
right.
new.
Right.
Right.
But I still think, so you think because I'm a broadcaster that I know more about it and that's why I'm paying more attention.
I would feel the same. I'm telling you, I would feel the same way if I didn't have another perspective. That's
somebody look for Subway sales. Look up Subway okay. sales. Have they been affected during this? And, you know, they obviously have a new ad campaign.
Right.
They have a new ad with that whole, hey, we're really going to show you how that you get it your way. Well, you get it your way anyway. You're standing in line for 40 minutes to,
and you have to
you know,
point
wait for
and
some
say,
idiot
lettuce,
to give you the sub.
How do you say lettuce?
Lechuga.
Lechuga. Those,
right.
Hey, I didn't wait 40. I didn't wait 40 minutes at the Rockville location. I did not. They were wonderful women,
yes.
beautiful women. I loved talking to them. They were strong, successful. They were very smart. They were great, and I'm going to get their vote. Yeah, they were fantastic.
I'm torn. You know, I like your idea of reinventing the brand to a certain extent. That way, you don't alienate the base and you sort of change it. But I do somehow feel, and maybe it's just me, that these new ads are almost unsavory to watch because it reminds me of what happened.
You know, to be honest with you, the chaining of America and the whole thing with Jared and everybody got rich and all that, you can't beat the old mom and pop. You can't beat
You're
just
right.
having that mm-hmm. experience of a mom and pop shop. And up here, maybe it's because I'm up here. I think about it. We bought an Adirondack chair from a lady that was local in our backyard. And you know where she was? She was at that country fair. She had a little
really?
Booth at the country fair, and she had them set up. And I realized that they were just across the way here. And it was just wonderful. I went to their house to pick up this chair. And I said, what a throwback.
Yeah.
I am looking the person in the eye that put their hands on the wood to make this Adirondack chair, and it was so incredibly special, and it was also reasonable, and the same thing when I took my little guy out, and he had his first piece of blueberry pie. It was at a little mom-and-pop restaurant where they made that. I just pine for that. I pine for...
Did he like it?
I pine for the slowing down of the mauling of America, where no one knows anybody. I know I'm sounding like an old fart.
No,
here,
and I evaluate.
But you can wish. You
and
know?
You know the first, my first job that was like a job with a Social Security number and everything was my grandfather, Big Daddy's furniture store. It was
and it was him. And if somebody had a problem with their chair,
right.
they saw him.
Him.
And that I grew up where we even had a department store in my hometown.
Wow.
And I knew Mr. Kamen that owned the department store. I knew Al Alio, that was the guy's name, from Lynn's Shoes, who sold all of our shoes growing up, all of our hard shoes,
your
our dress shoes.
Buckled shoes.
Yeah, and the first one to die on the vine was Glastonbury Sports, the sporting goods store.
Mm.
And that was the beginning. I grew up. I literally grew up.
Do you
up.
Remember wooden skis?
Yeah, I remember wooden
really?
Skis.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
Leather helmets.
What were they like?
Well, wooden skis were probably, I remember them, but I didn't use them.
Oh.
They had the fiberglass by the time, you know,
you
I was
skiing
when
okay.
I was 12 or 13 years old. I remember that we would go there I think was a sporting goods store in downtown Hartford, but the guy, like when I was playing football, little league football,
right.
that's where you went to get your jock and your cup.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the local Glastonbury Sporting. You went to see the, you know, the
It was
pizza
the same
guy.
Thing for me, Mike, at the dance studio.
Yeah. But I literally lived in a town, they didn't exist. We had two markets. We had Lanata's, which was Mr. Lanata, and then we had the department store with Cayman's with Mr. Kamen, who was
Would
there.
Would your dad ever come home and said, I went to Lanata's and got Nada?
Yeah, every night, and then he'd just knock back a big double. That's what he'd do. But it is, I'm the last of it, okay?
The last
I'm the last
of the
person. I'm the last of the Mohicans when it comes to, and what is gone now, and you just don't have it. And it doesn't. And when you find it, just wrap your arms around it. When you find somebody who's an artisan that might be making something.
A little
something,
podcast,
you know,
in D.C. on top of the Starbucks.
We, believe it or not, even though we go out to thousands of people, we still are an intimate, family-run kind of business. You know where we're coming from. And I miss that. You go into these massive warehouses where nobody knows who you are, and it doesn't. No one does.
And because of that anonymity, we talked yesterday about Carrie getting out of retail at Jones of New York, right? And we said, do you feel that you have to be sensitive to the coworkers that are losing their job? And I said, no. And the reason is they don't care.
Yeah.
And the workers don't care because they're part of such a big system. Yeah. They don't need to care. They, you know what? If a customer comes in and they are mad and you say, well, you know, go scratch, get out of here, that doesn't affect the employee. And
it affects us.
It does, but they don't care because they don't have to care.
But the care.com, which Carrie, you said, was working,
working with
where she basically goes and does some child care and some dog walking, and that's what our economy is turning into.
It is.
So the huge, vast, unlimited internet has circled back and created these one-on-one business relationships where I just wish that our goods, our manufactured goods, would maybe go in that direction, but I don't think that can ever happen because everything's got to be mass produced.
To a certain extent, you know, when Carrie went and interviewed one family for some child care, they lived on a farm. They sent her home with a watermelon and 24 eggs. I mean, they provide for themselves and to such a point where they said, well, you know, here you go.
What are they trying to prove?
I don't know. The eggs were fantastic.
How many people,
must be nice. Hey,
how many people in America can say that they went and drove over to someone's house where the chair that they bought was sitting in the yard and the guy helped me put it in the back of my car? And it was the most exhilarating, wonderful feeling, shaking hands with a guy.
By the way,
it's incredible. And I've seen they have tons of mass-produced ones that they sell at every, like, hardware store.
Sure, grocery store.
From Portland, Maine, up to the Canadian border. But the fact is they're not nearly as good as the guy that was in his little workshop that made these. And it's special. And I miss
that's
it.
Sweet.
I miss it all the time. It's sweet. Yeah, that's good.
Well, you're longing
sweet.
For a different time, a different world.
Well, do you know what he's doing, Oscar?
I
this is where you two can agree. Mike wants to make America great again.
Yes.
I do. I do. Absolutely. And that's why I am here to announce that on the Mike O'Mara Show, both Rob and myself and Oscar, we are all going to be making furniture.
We're
going to be making our own furniture. I see this stuff.
Rob Spiewak's double reinforced chairs.
I wish I was handy.
You're still at an age where you could take a woodworking workshop.
Yeah.
You can do that.
You think I'd have any ability in that with
hand
my lack
to God,
of handiness?
Yes. No.
Hand to God with four fingers missing.
No, Mike. Mike, it really takes repetition. And if you actually went in and worked on something, you would learn how to do it the right way.
Jesus Christ!
You know what it is?
Help!
It's common sense. I think most of the
most
work
of
is common sense.
And you know
what
is
common sense?
Wood is more forgiving than metal. I mean, you get within an eighth of an inch with wood, you're
don't
okay.
Need him with a blowtorch.
Well,
no,
there's a young lady at the house that's working doing some porch work today. She's
how is she?
Ooh.
Could you take a creepy sneaker?
No,
is she in the back?
I'm not going to take
just
a creepy
hold your phone.
Picture.
Did you call it
you
a creepy
perv.
Sneaker?
Yeah.
I'm not going to take a creepy sneaker.
Come on.
Thank you
pretend
very much.
Like you're checking out the AC unit.
No, not going to happen. No, she's on the front porch. Thank you very much.
I'm playing Spill Zone. It's a new app.
Yeah, weird. The look and linger. The look and linger.
Not going to happen, you sick bastard. It's
are you going to ask her again if you can take a picture of her?
No, I regret ever doing that. That was about as creepy as it ever was.
Yeah.
But you enjoyed it, didn't
that
you, Oscar? The fruits of my
she
labor?
Should be
we all
did.
I thought it was nice. Mm-hmm.
I truly, I wish to, that to me, even though I just don't think I'd have any ability whatsoever.
You don't have to build a deck, but you can learn how to work with wood.
I would like to make furniture. I would love to make furniture.
You know, an Adirondack chair, if I'm not mistaken, is essentially just following a pattern and assembling. You have to, you know, finalize each piece of wood and
sand
it and everything.
You got
to
sand
you
it and
could
make,
do
it,
that.
Make it right.
I don't think he can.
Oh, you see what he's doing?
He's
doing the reverse psychology.
A risk analyst at Merrill Lynch. I'm not going to do that. We have to be honest with each other. You can learn how to work with the wood, and you can understand how to maybe fix a piece of furniture when you have a problem, but you have to be comfortable with that.
I have worked with clay in the past. I've worked with clay. And I think I might do that for you. I'm pretty good. I only make one thing, though.
What's that?
ashtrays.
Oh, it was a much better seller some 50 years ago.
Not a real need for those anymore.
No.
They put change in them. We'll take a break.
It's called a bowl.
A bowl, yes. A finger bowl. We'll take a break and come back with Oscar Rotzi to wrap the week up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, my name is Julia Spiewak, and my father is named Rob. Every week, he gets together with his friend Katie, and they do a podcast called Cake and Cookies. Please listen to it. I need it to succeed, because as long as he does his stupid show that's about 90 minutes a week, he doesn't ask me to clean my room. He's a jerk. But I like Katie. You will, too. Check it out. Every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com. Cake and Cookies. Pleased to be a part of the More Network.
I've been telling you for a long time how much Carla and I love Blue Apron. Look what she did to this menu.
What'd she do?
Whoa.
Not a menu. It's the instruction page for the tomato basil burgers that are delicious.
Did she cut a picture out of it?
No, she cut like a segment of the ingredients out. And,
making a nice little decoupage for herself for all the things she's made.
Hey, that'd be good for you, Mike. Decoupage and woodworking.
Thank you. Tomato basil burgers are what I want to talk about today, with olive aioli and a green bean tomato salad. So incredibly delicious. Blue Apron is what we're talking about. They deliver fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door for healthy, handcrafted meals without the hassle. The picture does it justice. It's that delicious. Absolutely incredible. I love, love, love trying all the new ingredients and trying. It teaches you to be a better cook. Each meal takes about 30 minutes to prepare. Shipping is free. And the menus are always new. They won't send the same meal twice. Blue Apron works with your preferences and schedule, and they only use the best seasonal ingredients. You will love it. Incredible meals, and the quality and freshness will blow you away. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Without further ado, let's get to it. All the entertainment news that's fit to read. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Oscar Rotzi.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
Who's a Lionel Richie fan here?
I am.
Not. Are you really?
Oh, Mike. Are
you really? Are you
telling, I am as well.
I think he's a great singer-songwriter. Go back to the Commodores,
the
man.
Not back
no.
Walking on.
No, it's Dancing on the Ceiling, and not that. I'm talking
go back to my back to my career in the late 1980s.
Yeah,
then
to be
much...
fair, Mike had to play his records a couple times.
I mean, and, you know, and really with the Commodores, I love their up tempo stuff, but when it started to be the sail on down the road about half a mile or so.
If you were in Las Vegas, would you see him?
No.
Oh, I would
not.
I think
absolutely
I would. Spears.
Not.
Over Britney Spears.
I would, because I think there'd be a lot of hits. I think it would be good.
Are you guys still watching the Today Show these days?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'll catch it once in a while. Thank you. And they had this announcement on yesterday, and they have such horrible AV or tech guys, producers. I don't know what is going on.
Oh, the sound is legendarily bad on NBC.
That they go to him. He's in front of the piano. His microphone isn't on.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're interviewing him. It was so awkward. And I'm like,
do you think that's like 80-year-old engineers, Rob, that are up there
in
NBC that have been there? Union guys that have been there for a million
years. Pete Johnson. It's Pete Johnson.
It has to be. So then awkwardly, they go back and forth saying how excited he is to be in residency in Vegas starting this April. And this coming April in 2016. And I sit there and I say, I can't hear him. This is national television.
Actually, it was Mike's favorite Lionel Richie performance ever. Because you couldn't hear him.
I just remember how, you know, I had to play these Lionel Richie songs. So, I mean, I had to play them so much.
Can I guess which would be your least favorite? I think it might be this one.
Tell me this is the hit. Give me a hit.
All Night Long.
Oh, this is the jam. Mike, you don't even know about this.
Yeah, the one you played before. What was that one? The one
You Are from his debut album. Yeah.
By the way, yesterday on the Today Show, Duran Duran. Carrie likes Duran Duran.
She does, and you know what? Their new album is getting a lot of good buzz. I think it's probably going to be pretty decent.
Lionel's show, All the Hits, will be at Access at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino starting this April. 20 shows next year. So if you're into it, make some plans.
Yeah, he's going to really get Richie.
Elton John, Rod Stewart, Celine Dion take up residency as well. So you can see all these great artists at one
time. Much as I don't personally care for Lionel Richie, I'm all about the artists in residency. I think it's a wonderful new trend for Las Vegas. I hope they keep them coming. And you know what? Rob's right. If it's a show with all the hits, it probably has a great band. Yep. And it would probably be worth going to see if you hadn't played 6 million times Lionel Richie during
Mike.
The 19th.
Mike, how can you argue with this?
Okay, stop it! God damn it.
Hey. Mike, would you answer one quick question?
Yes, I will.
Is it me you're looking for?
You know, you search for 10 hours to find things I want, but with this all at your finger. You know what we're in? We're in the Lionel Richie section. And that's why he... You're not going to play every one of your Lionel Richie songs. Stop it.
I'm done.
Stop
I'm
it
done.
Right now.
I'm
Stop
done.
It. Thank you.
So
I could sing them.
Just quickly, Chad put me on a station on Sirius XM that I didn't know existed. I have a subscription, right?
Sure.
But it's called Yacht Rock.
Yes.
That's the station. It's called Yacht Rock.
I can tell you some of the core artists. It'll be like Michael McDonald.
Yes.
It'll be like Loggins and Messina. All sort of... mid to late 70s California based.
It's like your Wash FM.
Pablo
hits.
Cruz. Yeah.
By the way, tip of the cap to Chad Dukes for sending me a private. No, he got on a thread when I was writing something about Trump, and I forgot. You know, I'm always bloviating about Trump on Facebook. And Chad drops me this line and says, "There's room on the bandwagon, Mike." And I wrote back, "Chad, make Mikey smile." That was funny. That truly, because I never know you two boys. Whether you're being serious or not, nor do I care. I'm entertained by it.
Very good. Moving along, speaking of entertainment, actually, some interesting news. Kris Jenner, now in the news because she was in the finale of I Am Kate. moving on. She's actually talking about her daughter now. Remember when we were talking about Kylie getting lip injections, the youngest daughter?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that in a family that's full of a showbiz family, there would be a little more understanding about some sort of plastic surgery at a young age.
Yeah.
And think about this. Women have been getting, or guys as well, have been getting nose jobs at a young age forever, right? That's like,
yes,
that was like the
of course
old,
they. You know, nose jobs probably the most common youth plastic surgery.
Yes.
Right, Rob Ford?
That's right. Stunning.
That rhinoplasty has done wonders for you. So
it got me on TV.
See, what happened is Gary made him try it first. See how it turned out.
Us Weekly is reporting. Kris Jenner, 59, was so upset. By the way, she's 59. Doesn't look 59, clearly.
Just 69.
She looks 59.
Was actually very upset when Kylie got the lip the collagen injections at a
good,
young
I'm glad
age.
She's parenting. That's good. Good for her.
She goes, she has definite thoughts on the ideas, but what she also thought was that, you know, plastic surgery wasn't as prevalent when she was younger. When you're young, your face is still developing, right? You're still growing into who you are.
When she was young, they hadn't invented plastic yet.
But she was concerned on how that was going to affect her in the long run because you're still growing into the person you're going to be.
Yeah, okay, so getting your lips injected with collagen at a young age, not good. Making a porno with a rapper... priceless.
Exactly.
I didn't say it was great. Mindy Kaling's in the news, not just for her show that's back on Hulu.
Right.
But you can get the Mindy Project on Hulu now, episode per episode, by the way, not binging.
Oh,
so you
see?
Have to wait as the weeks come out.
Wow, it's like a real sitcom. That's kind of neat.
Like a real sitcom.
Yeah.
Is it neat or I like it all? Don't we want it all at one time so we can watch it in a night if we feel like it?
I'm just happy the show's still around as a fan.
I think it's still some urgency. It makes you want to make it be a regular part of your routine.
The Nick, baby. The Nick. Thanks for those recommendations. Looking forward to season two of The Nick. The Nick, baby.
I'll leave you with this. Yeah. And I like that she's making jokes like this because not enough people are, especially in this PC world that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she'd rather have sex with Bill Cosby than Donald Trump because, well, literally, you could sleep through it. So.
Only a woman could make that joke.
I like that she's still out there and comedians are making
funny,
these jokes.
Yeah.
So check out The Mindy Project on Hulu.
Hulu.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Oscar. We will take a break when we come back. It is our final Audio Vault jam-packed right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
this week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I have another story I read about Tinder where one of the guys that was on there says that he's strictly looking for hookups. So what he does is when he matches with girls, he has a cut and paste where he cut and paste the most vulgar thing you could say to a woman that just basically says that all he wants is sex out of this match.
You yes. hang around some despicable human beings.
No, this is a story I read. This is a story
cut
I read.
Oh, it's just, it's not you?
No, it's not
It's not
me.
Your friend?
No, it's not a friend. No, no,
it's
no.
not Smosker?
No, no, it's not Smosker.
I'm going to tie you up and have sex in the bathroom right now. Yes, sir, baby, come right over.
If you could crumple up your panties, it would be amazing. Amazing.
The Mike O'Mara Jerks. Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, do we have a bonus show this week?
It's a good one.
You are going a love it. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Blinds.com. September.
Do you remember September?
September is a great month to let a little light into your home, but you don't want your house feeling like a furnace. September is the perfect time to get roller shades from Blinds.com, everybody. Roller shades are stylish and easy. They come in three different levels of openness. Solar roller shades give you a great view of the outdoors, but still block the damaging UV rays. Light filtering roller shades give you privacy, but still let the light into the room. And the blackout roller shades, my personal choice, come in great patterns and colors, but block out all of the light, too. So they're ideal for media rooms, bedrooms, and nurseries. Blinds.com has them all, and they will save you money. They're a great company.
They are.
Great customer service. Their prices are lower than store prices. Plus, they offer free color samples, free design consultations, and free shipping on most orders. Installation is easy. Even I could do it. I did my plantation shutters. And Blinds.com has designs for every budget. Roller shades are the best way to let some light in this fall. Go to Blinds.com and start saving on roller shades today. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com. Now, without further ado, our final audio vault of the week for Friday, September 18, 2015, Rob Spiewak.
I am so in love with this tape because you have to think about what goes into it. A lot of the great Hollywood stars are dying, right? And you want to get their final interview or their final thoughts before they go.
Yeah, that's important. I know.
So I think that when they do, say, a commentary on a classic television show, they'd want to make sure that these are preserved thoughts. Some guy went through all the hoops to get Mickey Rooney, who just passed away within the year, mm-hmm. to comment on his classic Twilight Zone episode where he played a jockey who wished he could be taller.
Cool.
And they were going to watch the episode, and Mickey Rooney was going to comment on the episode. It didn't go exactly as the guy had hoped.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
Do you remember much about this episode?
No, I don't remember.
We're watching it together for the first time.
I don't care anything about it.
What was going on with you while you were making this?
I don't remember. It's too long ago.
What today's audience doesn't understand, and maybe we could put this in context, you're playing a jockey. For many years, anytime anybody said anything about a short, you were the butt of jokes.
Well, I'm tired of that.
Oh, the younger audience, because they don't understand.
The younger audience doesn't want to see
this. That's who's watching this.
No, it isn't. Yes, they're watching sexy things.
The kids.
They're watching sexy things, Mike.
Hey, he turned miserable.
Could you isolate sexy things?
Sexy things,
Just for your little machine.
No,
right
the whole line. We should isolate the whole.
Okay,
say, can you play that one back? Can I hear that,
sure.
please?
And listen, it doesn't even start off well.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
Do you remember much about this episode?
No, I don't remember.
We're watching it together for the first time.
I don't care anything about it. Shadow.
What was going on with you while you were making this episode?
I don't remember. It's too long ago.
What today's audience doesn't understand, and maybe we could put this in context, you're playing a jockey. For many years, anytime anybody said anything about a short, you were the butt of jokes.
Well, I'm tired of that.
Oh, the younger audience, because they don't understand.
The younger audience doesn't want to see
this. That's who's watching this.
No, it isn't. Yes, they're watching sexy things.
The kids.
So the thing is that it's not like he found him on a street. They got Mickey Rooney into a studio, and then he just yelled at the guy.
Please, God, take me before I turn into
yeah,
that.
So,
yeah, really.
Please.
Honest to God, let me walk off a cliff somewhere before that happens.
The Stephen Colbert Show, I've had a few people ask my opinion on it. I still think it's too young to make a call on if I like it or not. I love him as an interviewer. But one thing I do love is that he's messing with the format. Two nights ago, I meant to play this for you guys yesterday. He started the show out with a Q&A with the audience.
Right.
And I love what he did here.
Yes, the redhead in the third row right there.
Yes, I'd like to know why you're doing this bit.
Carol Burnett. Who's Carol Burnett in the audience?
Thank you. Well, Carol, thank you for being here. What's your question, Carol?
Well, it's just that I wanted to know where you get off doing this bit, because it's my bit.
Nice. Okay, fine. You own questions and answers. Then get up here and show me how it's done. Come on. Carol Burnett, everybody.
And she got up on stage and took like 3 or 4 questions. And Mike, before you ask, yes, she did.
That's from last night.
Yeah, she's amazing.
That's cool. That is very cool. Yeah.
And she is still so together. She was promoting a new DVD. They're finally releasing the first 6 seasons of The Carol Burnett Show, which have never been syndicated.
Regular viewing in my house. We used to watch it as a greatest. Family. It was fantastic.
The greatest. Now, really are you fun. Familiar? Breaking sort of a rule here, but I need to set up the bit. I'm going to play a Will Ferrell tape from Saturday Night Live when they would do the Jeopardy bit. And he would go up against Norm Macdonald as Burt Reynolds. And Burt Reynolds would change his name, right?
Oh, by the way, and let me just say,
yes.
In my opinion, nothing sounding nothing like Burt Reynolds.
No.
But the attitude that Norm Macdonald had was the greatest. Fantastic.
So he changes his name right in the middle of the Jeopardy game.
Back again, Burt Reynolds in a commanding lead with $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
So, with that in mind, this week on the Real Jeopardy program, Final Jeopardy, I thought it was a pretty easy question or answer, but the lady didn't know it, so this is what she wrote.
Category for Final is Oscar-nominated songs, and here's the clue. This song from a 1999 animated film about censorship had a word censored from its Oscar performance. Talia, this wasn't your day you were struggling, but you came up with this as your response for Final. Let's see. What is the love ballad of Turd Ferguson? P.S. Hi, Mom. Nope. Sorry.
I love
Hi, Mom.
And he just went right by and he didn't get it.
He had to say
the love ballad of Turd Ferguson.
So there you go.
That's awesome.
There's that.
Hey, if you're going to go out, way to have a sense of humor about it. She's smart.
Are you still feeling that you could be an EDM disc jockey, Mike? An electronic dance music disc jockey?
Yeah, absolutely. If I had the right tools, I could do it. Absolutely.
Well, then you might want to get in touch with Andy Brevik in Roanoke, Virginia, who sent this along. Here's his newest offering for your EDM canon.
Hold on, let me wet my whistle. Wet my whistle.
Mommy, Johnny.
You're welcome. Johnny.
How are you today? Hey. You know. Mr. Mike, do you like me? Mr. Mike, do you like playing poker? Mr. Mike, you are a shit-eating mongoloid. Mr. Mike, I don't love you. Mr. Spiewak, oh boy. Mr. Spiewak.
Is this from like older shows?
I think
like
so.
Way
yeah.
back when?
I do think so.
Mr. Spiewak. Fuck you! Mr. Spiewak. Fuck my dick.
Oh my God. Wow. That has got to be old. I don't know. That's incredible.
Anyway, his name is Andy Brevik, and we really appreciate him. He needs another big bass drop, but he did a great job.
What a talent.
That's incredible.
Are you familiar with the new dating app called Sizzle?
No. If you like dating apps, we're going to be talking about that a lot on the bonus show today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought.
I don't know Sizzle.
Sizzle was actually released by the Oscar Mayer Corporation. It's a dating app to match up bacon lovers.
Must love bacon?
I love bacon.
The naturally smoked kind?
Yeah, that's been cured for a really, really long time.
Exactly.
Sounds like you know what you like.
I like bacon. Do you want a piece?
Find your bacon lover on Sizzle, the only dating app for bacon lovers. Brought to you by Oscar Mayer, the bacon that's passionately cured for 12 hours and lovingly smokehoused for another 12. Oscar Mayer, the bacon for bacon lovers.
It's a real
Download
app.
Download Sizzle.
Oh.
Available now.
We don't need a whole commercial, Rob. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It is a real app. You know what, though? It's not going to have a lot of overlap with J-Date. That's the only thing I'm concerned
about.
Really?
Yeah.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Friday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Who's coming to town?
Mike O'Mara's coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
And October 14th is the big day. Come on, touch a hand, have a word with the great Mike O'Mara, making his first appearance in Washington, D.C. ever. The entire TMO's crew are going to be at the Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park Tap Room. That's 2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest, October 14th from 6 till 9. Come drink some great beer and have a great time. We hope to see you there.
Mark it on your calendars. We'll see you there October 14th. The whole gang filling up. I like that. Yes. I like that show page. The event page that Ropo set up looking strong.
Yes.
And let us know if you're coming. We like to count numbers. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana.
What?
I don't know what I just said. It's been a long week. Mike O'Mara is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spill Zone, a brand new puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. Get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat with this fun new app. Spill.zone is where you go to download this challenging puzzle game for your Android or iOS device. And best of all, it's free. That's Spill.zone. Spill Zone. One small pour for man, one giant spill for mankind. Download it today.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
They're watching sexy things.
Sexy things.